So have you recently been diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, or maybe you've struggled with the condition for a wee bit longer? Either way, I'm guessing that you might be feeling pretty down about it all right now. I know I was when I was told that I'd be on medication for the rest of my life. And then after doing a bit of Googling, reading that ulcerative colitis was incurable. But this episode is the antidote to all of that doom and gloom. Today we've got a story of a woman who healed herself from ulcerative colitis naturally. My name's Mark McLean. I'm host of the For Gut's Sake podcast, which is the world's only podcast dedicated to helping people reverse ulcerative colitis and IBS. And our special guest this week is Anya Gakowska, and she's someone I've been chasing to get on the podcast for so long now. I'd been sending her email after email, and then she finally got back to me and told me she had just given birth. So I was feeling quite bad about that, basically stalking her. Meanwhile, she's in the labour ward giving birth. But anyway, Anya's gut health problems and her story of getting well again is quite similar to mine. And for years now, Anya has been working as a certified holistic health coach, and she specialises in helping people heal naturally. And this is primarily following the teachings of medical medium Anthony William. So coming up in this episode, Anya shares her struggles with ulcerative colitis, what she learned about the root causes of the disease, what worked for her to put the condition into remission and then allow her body to heal. And she also talks about what three main food groups that she advises people with colitis to avoid. And then there's some other tips that she shares about speeding up the whole healing process. Okay, ready to dive into it, guys? Let's go. Hi, Anya. I've been really looking forward to this interview with you because you're someone else who's suffered with ulcerative colitis in the past and you've healed it naturally. Like I've said to you off air, you don't hear that many stories out there of people overcoming ulcerative colitis naturally. We all hear it's incurable, you're stuck on medication for the rest of your life, and people feel like it's a kind of doomsday scenario. We'll dive into your story about how you overcame it. But firstly, let's go back a little bit and talk about how life was for you up until you ran into these gut issues and then how things went downhill.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me. I've always been a healthy person. And I feel like a lot of people can relate. Like they've always been healthy. And then out of a sudden, they get this diagnosis, right? So what do we do with that? We've been doing all the things right. We've been eating what we believed healthily. We've been going to the gym and doing all those things. And then we get a diagnosis of something like ulcerative colitis. So that was kind of my story. I was working out a lot. I was what I believed healthy. And then I started getting all kinds of issues with my stomach. I was, not regular. My biggest thing was I just started bleeding. I just started bleeding and it was very, very concerning. I was 28 when I was first diagnosed. It was a shock. It's a shock when you're this young and you are being told, this is something you will have for the rest of your life. This is something that you will have to just manage through pills. I got 9 pills from my doctor. I had to take 3 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, and 3 in the evening. And he said, whatever you do, you will start feeling better. Don't ever stop taking them because you will go back to having symptoms again. So that was really discouraging. I was never raised in a house when we relied so much on pharmaceuticals. And I just deep down inside, I just knew there is a better way. I just knew there was a better way to manage this condition. So I, like I told you before, I was reading your bio and we have a lot of similarities. I just went right into it and I started researching, seeing what's out there and how I can actually heal it, how I can manage it, heal it. What can I do about it? So it's been over 10 years of my journey through this sickness. At first, I tried it all. I tried all those diets, the elimination diet, the specific carbohydrates diet. I was making my own yogurt at home. Nothing helped. But then one day I came across medical medium, I came across his first book, Anthony Williams's first book called Medical Medium. That book changed my life. When I read the chapter about shingles virus and I read about what's causing colitis, I just knew deep down inside, this is it. This is it. No one ever, no other book, no other, practitioner ever gave me such a detailed explanation of what's causing this issue. Cause that's the thing. You go to the doctor, but no one will tell you what's causing it. So how can they know how to heal it? They only know how to put a Band-Aid on it, right? Yeah. Just the fact that I had answers to what's causing it, you know, open the door for healing it.
Yeah, I totally agree. That is the difference when, I mean, the healthcare system, they openly say they don't know what causes ulcerative colitis. And then you have maybe some skeptics who will say, right, this guy, medical medium, he's not a qualified doctor. He tunes into spirit. He gets this information from his intuition and so on. A lot of people would like disregard that and rubbish it. But the difference is for me is that one, he actually provides an answer as to what's causing it. And then secondly, yes, there are real people getting results like you, like mm-hmm. me, like other people mm-hmm. out there. And I think it's mm-hmm. the results that really matter. So just to underline to anyone who's listening to this right now, let's talk about how bad your symptoms were. Because I know it wasn't just your gut. You had other things like abdominal pain, you had heart palpitations, you had acne, yeah, eczema. Talk us through all of those, how bad things were, and then how you managed to overcome it all.
Yeah, so my health started going downhill sometimes throughout my 20s. The first thing was I started getting TMJ, just a lot of pain and tension in my jaw. I started going to different doctors, and they all said the same thing. Oh, you're too young for this. Because why do you have this pain? They kind of dismissed this pain, as we very often now hear, you know, doctors do, especially to women. So TMJ, extreme pain of jaws, a lot of tightness. It would come at the end of the day with stress. It would go to the back of my neck and create headaches. So I would have this massive headaches too. And it was just miserable. I mean, every single day at the end of the day, this is how I would go to sleep with all of this pain. And then it would start all over again the next day. So that was my very first symptom. Ulcerative colitis that came next. Other symptoms, I started having heart palpitations. I've noticed that after I started taking medication for ulcerative colitis is when acne came out. So that's another thing, acne. I started having restless leg syndrome. That was pretty miserable, which actually got way worse in pregnancy. Eczema is something I've been struggling with my whole life, on and off. I started having eczema when I was a kid. I actually just flared up about a year ago again. And this is the one thing that I am still healing. As we know, skin issues usually take a while. You know, the funny thing is when you heal all those things and when you feel so good, you kind of start forgetting you had all those things, and you kind of start mm-hmm. forgetting that you lived so long with all of this on top of, you know, everything else that you're dealing with in your everyday life. But I think these were my few major symptoms that I dealt with.
How long were you on the medication for ulcerative colitis? And what I like to say as well is I don't, mm-hmm. I never ever tell anybody medication's not for you, that it isn't useful, because when things were really bad for me, it really helped. I was given steroids, the mesalazine, it helped my body get back out of that crisis situation, but I didn't want to be on the medications long term because I knew that there would be side yep. effects, and I knew that there would be a buildup of these chemicals in my body. Mm-hmm. So I always wanted to find that natural solution. Is that the same kind of perspective for you? And how long were you actually on the medication for?
100%. I actually would never tell a client to go off the medication. As a matter of fact, I just told a client the other day to, you know what, maybe you need to get back on medication. Two things happen when you're on medication. Number one, I feel like you start to put your mind at ease. right? It does something to you that relaxes you, like, oh, now I'm taking medication, I'm going to feel a little better. I personally was on medication for many years, and I didn't get off of medication until I was fully healed. So it wasn't like, oh, I know this new way now, I'm going to drop the medication and go straight to just doing it this way. No, I actually weaned off the medication after I really felt like everything was healed. And to give you an example, dealing with eczema right now, I'm actually using a steroid cream to help myself while I'm healing from the inside, just because it gets so bad that, you know, it affects my life. It's very painful. So I am still, you know, doing some form of medication while I'm healing. And it's okay to do that. It's really okay to do that. Medication, you know, is something that it can help you. Of course, it can help you. And like you mentioned, we don't want to be on it for too long, especially if you start reacting to it, if you start building up the toxins in your body. But it's definitely, it can help. It can help when you're dealing with those terrible symptoms, when you're losing weight, when you're losing blood, when you start being anemic. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, it can help you.
Yeah. So you're now a health coach, and I know you've got a course for teaching people how to reverse their ulcerative colitis. When people come to you asking for advice, someone with ulcerative colitis, what are some of the key things that you'll say to them straight away to really start making a difference in their health and let them get off to a good start?
So the key thing is you have to know the cause. To know the cause is to know exactly what needs to be done. It's a virus that's inside of your body. And then from there you go. You need to starve the virus. You need to boost up your immune system. You need to not give the virus what it craves. And you need to heal your intestinal lining. That's the basis of what you need to do to get rid of that virus and to heal your body, heal your intestines. So that's like my very basic explanation to people of what needs to be done. The first thing I say is three foods: papaya, banana, and steamed potatoes. These are your best three foods to heal ulcerative colitis. I also add aloe to it, but not everyone has aloe available. Not everyone actually likes it. Not everyone reacts to it well. There are some people who really have a bad reaction to aloe. So those three things, those three foods are your go-to.
And you say aloe, so you're talking about aloe vera, and is aloe vera drinks?
Yes. Yes. Mm. Drinks. Some people actually like to eat it. I tried it. No. But some people like to just cut it out and eat it.
Yeah. Yeah. That was good. You've given those first three key pieces of advice, because what I was going to say next is that when some people do come across Medical Medium and everything that he teaches in terms of diet, in terms of detoxing, I think it can be quite overwhelming. There's quite a lot in it.
Yeah.
It's hard for people to stick to, and it might put them off. Have you found that maybe some of your clients find it quite difficult to stay with it? And what pieces of advice do you give them to try and stay on track?
I've learned that I cannot force anyone to do this, right? People come to me. These are people who are ready to get started, who are sick of being sick, and they are ready to do something different. And that's the key. It needs to come from inside of you. Sorry, was there another question in it?
I suppose the second part was just, do you have any pieces of advice for people who maybe struggle with the diet side of things? Because That can be a big block for people, just trying to keep their diet right, especially when they're under a lot of stress, they're worrying about their health all the time. Quite often that can lead to you turning to junk food and just snacking on stuff that's bad for you just because you're feeling so bad.
Yeah, yeah. So the best advice I can give is take it one day at a time. One day at a time. We all have those meals when we, you know, cheat meals, right? We all fall off the wagon. But what's most important is that the next meal, you get right back on it. You know, you might have something bad with this meal, but that doesn't throw away your whole day. go for something better next meal, make better choices, do something that's healing. You have a choice of eating something that's healing your body, or you have a choice of eating something that adds on to the sickness that you already have.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of the key foods that people should avoid that maybe flare up ulcerative colitis even more.
Yeah. So the key foods to avoid are eggs, dairy, and gluten. These are the three main ones. There's, of course, more. There's more layers as you go in, right? Canola oil, for example, is a terrible, terrible food. Nutritional yeast, which is very often in products that are gluten-free. Nutritional yeast is so bad for your intestinal lining. But if there are three foods that you can avoid right now, gluten, dairy, and eggs, that's half of the success. These are foods that the virus eats, right? So these are foods that cause your symptoms to get worse. If you can avoid that, that's great.
And being a massive medical medium fan, I expect you'll be telling a lot of people to guzzle celery juice as often as they can.
Yeah. Not as often as they can, but definitely every morning. And you know, it's hard because celery juice cleanses, right? It has this cleansing effect. And for many people, makes things worse in the beginning. But you just need to get over that hump of it being so bad with the celery juice. And just because there's a lot of cleansing happening and it's all in your gut and it all needs to come out.
Definitely. I always tell people when they start drinking it for the first time, be very close to a toilet because there's going to be quite a flush effect happening. And that can sometimes get people worried because they think maybe like their symptoms are worsening. But what I learned from medical medium and what I tell them is that it's flushing out what shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm. You know, it took me probably a good year before I could drink celery juice and not have to rot in a bathroom. Mm-hmm. And when people hear that, they're like, oh my God, a year. But you know what? It's nothing comparing to you living with this sickness. You're living with this for so many years. Don't you want to change it? A year of running to the bathroom is really nothing when you're healing all those symptoms.
Yeah, I totally agree. One, again, like I said at the beginning, Anya, I was really keen to get you on because I've been talking about medical medium, nutritional deficiencies, these natural ways to heal ulcerative colitis for a long time. But I feel like some people are like, that's just one guy. That's his story. He might be being a wee bit dramatic. So it was really good to get someone else on who's this similar path and has managed to reverse their symptoms. But I still know that there'll be people out there who are still not going to believe it. They're still going to be dismissive of all of these nutritional protocols and the fact that there is potential for them to get well again. What would you say to anyone who is a bit dismissive and they don't really believe at first that they can get better again? What advice would you give them?
You know, I've been there. This is something, this could be you in a few years. I know where you are right now being sick. You don't believe that you can ever get better because you've been this sick for many years. And not only that, you've had many, many professionals telling you you cannot get better. And that's huge, right? Because it gets in our head. Oh, my doctor said I can never heal it. Well, it's going to stay in your head because that's the authority telling you you can get better, right? But I can tell you you can. It's all in the food. It's all in what we put into our body. You know, the funny thing is, my doctor who did my very first colonoscopy, who was, by the way, one of like the most renowned doctors in the area. After the colonoscopy, I said to him, doctor, says this is affecting my colon. Is there anything I can do with my diet to make it better? And he looks me straight in the eyes and he says, no, you can literally go to McDonald's right now and have a burger and it's not going to affect you in any way. And you know what? I have never gone back to that doctor because I cannot believe there is such a huge disconnect between what's really affecting our body, that the food affects our body, that it actually can cause things, and the doctor doesn't believe it. And I know things maybe have changed since then for some of the professionals, medical professionals, but there are other ways than just believing those professionals and what they've been told. You can absolutely cure your body, heal your body from many things, or at least put yourself in a remission with what you put into your body. And I'm a proof of it. There's many, many people out there. I always say, you know, medical medium, he hears a voice, right? There's no research behind him. But aren't we the research? Like, aren't we the people who healed, the proof that there is a way to heal through those methods? I think that in itself proves it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think the thing that's more important than any scientific paper or all of these stats is the real results with real people. And if you go looking, there are stories out there of people doing this. So why, I think the message is then, why not you?
Yeah. Yeah. And this journey of healing is different for everyone. I've known people who healed in a few weeks, and I've known people who struggle for years and they are still on their healing journey. But the thing about this is you can feel bad, bad, bad for many, many months and then know that inside, if you're doing the right things, things are healing. Things are healing. And then one day things just click and you feel much, much better. It's not linear, right? The healing is never linear. It goes up and down, up and down. And then one day you take that bigger step up. Your body just healed so many things in that one moment that you start feeling much, much better. And that in itself is worth the everyday work that you put into it.
Yeah. And you're right. That is the right word. That is work. You do have to put in the work. What are some other steps that have been quite important for you on your health journey? Maybe the nutrition aside, what other things do you do that you've found that have made a good difference in your recovery?
Yeah, so I'm actually, I haven't been like this, but lately I've been doing a lot of supplements. In addition to the foods, I just had a baby, so I feel very depleted. So I really want to help myself with supplements. You know, Vimergy supplements, absolutely amazing. They help me so much. And then again, I have little kids who always bring things into the house, you know, all kinds of viruses from school. So I want to make sure my immune system is always strong. Right now, I'm in a point of my life that I can't do much for myself. But I think just the mental work of just believing that things can get better, believing that you can heal, the self-talk that you have is so, so, so important. And this is a big part of my work as a health coach. Half of my work is really telling people about nutrition, about supplements, right? And how to heal. But another half is making people believe in themselves that they can actually do it. And this is so important because when your body has been down for so long, when you have been sick for so long, you need to hear that you can do it. You need to hear that you're strong. And you need to tell yourself that. You need to tell your body that you can do it. So I think that's a very important part. Also, another thing, being in nature, getting some sun, being in nature, it's so, so healing. Whether you like to be around trees, whether you like to be on the beach, whether you just like to hear a bird singing, it's just so important to do that for yourself, for your healing, for your soul. So these are a few things that I always recommend in addition to food.
Amazing. Amazing. This has been great. I'm sure a lot of people tuning in will love to have heard your story. They'll find it inspirational. And maybe some people will want to check out this course you've got and maybe some of your other services. If anyone with ulcerative colitis does want to do that, please tell me how they can get in touch with you, connect with you, and learn more about what you do.
Yeah, so you can go to healwithanya.com or you can check me out on Instagram and TikTok. I'm actually doing more things on TikTok now as Instagram very often censored things. So Heal with Anya, that's where you can find me. I created this course because people want a quick information, right? They want to do a self-paced thing. They don't want to listen to all the videos from Medical Medium. They don't want to read all the books and everything. So I put all of the information about how to heal, how to reverse ulcerative colitis. And I just put it all in there. It's a video course. There are some PDFs you can print out and you can just learn from there.
Amazing. Well, thanks for chatting to us today. Looking forward to see how things develop for you over the next few years, because I'm sure you're going to help a lot of people in the coming years.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this interview. And as always, guys, the link to Anya's website and relevant resources are included in the podcast show notes. And if you enjoyed listening to this episode, I'd really appreciate it if you left a review on Apple Podcasts or just wherever you can leave a review. Okay, catch you in the next episode.